Well, good morning, friends. Today is Thursday, the 18th of December in the year of our Lord, 2025. I am Anna Grace Legband, and this is your wake-up call. We are wrapping up our focus on the third theme of Advent today, joy, and have so enjoyed getting to talk about this theme and pray through this theme and look at what Scripture has to say about it to us. So, without further ado, let's pray our prayer of consecration together and get to it. Oh, wait, I need to wake up, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Now, let's pray our prayer of consecration together. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we ask this in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, our text today comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 16. Hear now the word of the Lord. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now consider this. The third song of Advent is short and sweet. It is a one-liner, but arguably has the best production value of any of the songs we've talked about already. There's multitudes of angels all appearing at once, singing together, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." The angels were announcing that the Messiah had come. Now, there's a bit of irony in the situation. It would make sense for the Messiah to arrive with the same kind of heavenly glory that the shepherds were witnessing in the field, with angels and light and divine splendor and the voice of God. But instead, the angels' grand announcement pointed to something very different. Go look for a newborn baby in a nearby town lying in a manger. That is where the real glory is. See, God's glory and presence were not found in the angelic visitation or the heavenly host on display, but instead the presence of God was found in a manger, hidden in the darkness of the night. I think how oftentimes we worship the wrong thing. We're often awed by the things of God, and we stop there. We end up worshiping moments instead of the God that they point to. See, the glory of God in this story appeared to an unlikely group of people, shepherds, in an unlikely location, a field, in an unlikely way, go see a baby in a manger. This redefines what we often think of as glorious and calls us to expand our understanding of where God's presence is actually found. Now, reflecting on the irony of the story, I'm reminded of another story. In 1 Kings 19, Elijah, who had previously encountered God in very dramatic ways, like a column of fire coming down from heaven and a giant rainstorm coming in the middle of a drought, was actually hiding in a cave and running for his life. God told Elijah, "Go and stand outside the cave because the Lord's about to pass by." So a powerful windstorm comes, but scripture tells us God was not in the wind. And then an earthquake comes, but God wasn't in the earthquake. And then a fire came, but God was not in the fire. Then finally, a gentle whisper came. And that is where Elijah encountered God. Now, just because God had previously experienced God's presence in one way before, in things like fire and storms, and glory and big dramatic displays, didn't mean that God would always show up in the same way. See, the glory of God was not in the packaging, but in the presence of God himself. And that's the point. It's not that dramatic manifestations of God's power and presence are bad. I've definitely had moments in my life where I have encountered the presence of God in powerful, like heaven meets earth ways, feels surreal. Even this past year, I can think of a moment that I had that felt like something that you would read about in a revival history book. But the point I want to make for us today is this, that God's glory is not tied to any specific form or experience. His glory is in his presence. Sometimes it's loud and obvious. Other times it's quiet and hidden. Are we paying attention to where God's glory might be showing up? And how are we responding to it? Here's some more response prompts for you to consider. I want to invite you to list some moments where you've experienced God's glory, big or small. For each moment, just write a one-liner in response, inspired by the angel's song in Luke 2. As you reflect and write, it may be helpful to consider the following. How was God's presence revealed to you in this moment, in that moment? And what does that moment reveal about who God is? So if you feel inspired to go beyond words, you can create a visual representation of one or more of these experiences. So you can draw, paint, make a collage, or use photography, engage in some sort of creative and fun way to document this experience. I'll pray for us as we head into our response time. Lord, we thank you that you are so grand that you cannot actually be packaged or contained. God, thank you that you keep us on our toes. Thank you that your presence is experienced in ways that seem significant and dramatic and profound, and in ways that actually seem so small and so hidden. Really, Lord, what we ask is that you would show us and reveal to us your glory, whether it be in a place like this angelic host-like visitation or wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger, crying in the darkness of the night. Lord, I pray for our friends as we seek to remember and recount the stories and times and the testimonies in which we have encountered your glory and your presence. Holy Spirit, would you bring memories to mind? And God, I pray for people now who might be listening here thinking like, I've never had, you know, this sort of experience or that sort of experience. Lord, I ask that you would open their eyes to the places in their lives in which you've been present. It might actually be in places where things have felt the least glorious of all. What God makes these moments significant and special is your presence, not the experience themselves. And so, God, will you open our eyes to your presence? Would you help us to remember? And then would you help us to even respond as we remember? We love you, Lord, and we ask all of this in your name. Amen. I'll invite Hannah to close our time together in worship and look forward to seeing you all tomorrow morning. Have a good day.
Hi, everyone. Our worship song today is Go Tell It on the Mountain, and you'll find it on 203 in our Great Redeemer's Praise. And just like the past few days, whatever posture of worship you need to take, feel free to do so while we sing this out.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere you go. Tell it on the mountain that Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, O silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountains, over
Jesus, we just ask that during this Advent season, we would just have the boldness to tell people about the goodness that this season brings, the goodness of your birth, the goodness of your life, your death, and your resurrection. And so we just, as a people, we go out and we say yes, like we will shout it from the mountaintops, like Jesus, you were born for us, for the saving of the world. And so we just rest in that joy, and we just thank you, Jesus, and I just pray this in your name. Well, thank you guys for joining us.